This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. South Florida is continuing its battle against the mosquitoes that carry Zika. The Florida Keys already had the region's most intensive mosquito control, and the Keys are now holding Florida's first trial of a new weapon against the insects.
Mosquitoes are light.
Three times a week, a UPS truck drops off a cardboard box at an office building on Stock Island. Catherine Przinski slices open the cardboard.
So, in this white box is a styrofoam cooler.
Przinski is a research biologist with the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District.
And within the styrofoam cooler are 25 cardboard tubes full of mosquitoes.
Each tube holds 1,000 mosquitoes.
And that's them we can hear?
Yeah, that's them.
The mosquitoes in these tubes are Aedes aegypti, the kind that can carry Zika and dengue fever. But these are male, and males don't bite. Their mission is to mate with females in the wild. They come from a company in Kentucky called Mosquito Mate, and they've been infected with a bacteria called Wolbachia. Wolbachia is found in a lot of insects, but not Aedes aegypti mosquitoes.
When these males are infected and they mate with the females, it results in sterility.
The females lay eggs, but there's no next generation.
The eggs are just empty. There's no larval development, no nothing.
During last year's Zika outbreak, mainland South Florida had hundreds of cases. The Keys only saw a handful, and none of them were locally transmitted.
We're fortunate here that we have a world-class mosquito control district.
Bob Eady is public health director for the Keys. The island chain was already on high alert about Aedes aegypti because Key West had an outbreak of dengue fever 8 years ago. Those were the first locally transmitted cases in the U.S. in decades.
It was troubling. It's a very debilitating disease while you have it.
The Keys Mosquito Control District stepped up its efforts to eradicate Aedes aegypti then. They hired more inspectors to go house to house, checking for places mosquitoes might breed. Waking up to helicopters spraying larvicide over the island is a normal part of life in Key West. The district has an annual budget of more than $11 million, almost $150 for every person who lives in the Keys.
Probably without mosquito control and air conditioning, you and I wouldn't be sitting here in Key West right now.
On a breezy morning, Catherine Przinski releases the Wolbachia mosquitoes on Stock Island.
Okay, so I'm going to release the first tube. They're probably going to make their way over to the lobster traps to hide.
She pulls a piece of cardboard from inside the tube with most of the mosquitoes on it. But a few need some encouragement to leave, so she blows into the tube. The mosquitoes are released three times a week in the 10-acre trial site. They'll compare mosquito traps in the release zone to traps in a nearby control area to find out whether Wolbachia-infected males are having an effect on the overall mosquito population. The Wolbachia trial was originally supposed to run for 3 months and end in early July. It's been extended at least to the end of the month. When it's done, scientists will evaluate the results and decide whether to continue testing this possible tool to fight the mosquitoes that carry Zika. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.